call, but you know what? Maybe you don't want to talk to somebody right now. Maybe you would rather you just give online. You can do it at your own pace. That's KBOO.FM. Up in the right-hand corner, there's a tip jar. Click on that. Give us little tips, you know?
And indeed, that's the way to do it. You know, we're giving you options, and all we're asking is for money. What's the big deal? You know, just KBOO.FM or 877-500-5266 or walk right in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We happen to have pizza at the moment, as well as a massive amount of donuts. And all we're asking is for you to give money to keep all of it going. And we can only do it with your help. So one more time, 877-500-5266. No hiding behind the couch. Get up, go to the phone, make the call.
This is your radio station. Own it. 877-500-5266. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Raw Deal, a talk by author Stephen Hill on Tuesday, December 8th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Raw Deal challenges conventional thinking about the sharing economy by showing why it's the latest economic fraud. Again, that's Raw Deal, a talk by author Stephen Hill on Tuesday, December 8th at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 6 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next on KBOO, it's Labor Radio. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from PBP Insurance, working to assist individuals throughout Oregon with open enrollment process through healthcare.gov. Information on how PBP Insurance can help is available at 503-223-3638 or enrollnoworegon.com.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for their working class, here on KBOO 90.7, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Tonight's segment will highlight an interview conducted at the Oregon AFL-CIO convention held in Seaside during the weekend of October 23rd through the 25th, 2015. My guest is Fred Redman, the current International Vice President of the United Steelworkers. Fred is also a regional representative of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists and a member of the AFL-CIO Executive Council and the chairman for the A. Philip Randolph Institute. So, Brother Redman, what brings you to the beautiful Northwest?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Tina, for being with me and allowing me to do this interview. I'm happy to be here. I started my week in Oakland, California, where we had a meeting with the community and with labor leaders as part of, I'm co-chairing a racial commission, which we'll talk about later, a racial commission that was put together by the AFL-CIO, and we had a good community meeting in Oakland, California. And then I left there and came here to address the delegates at the Oregon convention this morning. So thank you very much for taking this time.
Well, welcome. We could always use a little help here in the Northwest, and so I'm very glad that you're here with us today. So what is your message going to be for the AFL-CIO?
Well, I want to talk to the delegates to the convention this morning about the need for organized labor to become part of a larger movement towards social and economic justice. The AFL-CIO have made a very conscious decision that the only way we're going to win is to join forces with our community partners and allies in this fight towards social and economic justice. We can't do it alone. So what we're trying to do, and the message that we've been going around the country delivering, is that the labor movement and the community have to come together like we once did during the course of the civil rights struggle and fight against this white right-wing extremism that's really polluting our politics and a way of life for not just black people, but all people in America, but especially on people in inner cities and in minority communities.
So it sounds like one of the missions is to tie civil rights with worker rights. Is that about right?
Well, we can't separate the two. We have to understand, if we go back to the teachings of A. Philip Randolph, Mr. Randolph taught us that the path to prosperity is to what he called the Black Labor Alliance, where we have to identify the problems in the black community should be the same problems at the top of organized labor's agenda. And the problems with organized labor should be the same issues that affect the black community. We're talking about wages, we're talking about housing, we're talking about people retiring with dignity and respect. So organized labor and civil rights are been partners, you know, and have an alliance over the years, and somehow we got drifted apart. So our mission is to pull those two forces back together in a, if we're going to have social justice in this country.
So you indicated that you are currently on tour, participating in a race and labor movement town hall meetings. It's my understanding that there is a commission called the Labor Commission on Racial and Economic Justice. Is that about
it? That's correct. That's correct. And the mission was formed after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. President Trump of the AFL-CIO had the foresight to go to Ferguson and meet with community leaders. And he heard the stories. He heard about the pain that's being inflicted in communities of color. And President Trump came back and he formed a commission on race, because we realized when 32% of our white members in the last election in 2012 voted against their own best interests. And then in 2008, it was 36% of our white members voted against their own best interests. Then President Trump, after talking to the community leaders in Ferguson, he was very clear that unless we come together with the community, we cannot win. So President Trump formed the Commission on Race, and I'm privileged to be a co-chair of the commission along with President Mark Perrone of the UFCW and Barry V. Desai, who's a dynamic sister who's the president of the New York Taxi Cab Drivers Association. So we've been going around having these meetings with labor leaders at state fairs, central labor councils, and also with community leaders to see how we could have this difficult discussion on race so that we could bridge the gap and do the work that needs to be done.
So for our listeners who are just joining in, I want to welcome you to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. So I'm interviewing Fred Redman, who is a union activist. He's here at the AFL-CIO convention to talk to us about these town halls that's taking place, put together by the National AFL-CIO. So what happens when these town halls are done? What happens then?
Yeah, well, our format is, first of all, we meet with the community leaders. We bring in a representatives from the state federations, from the central labor councils around the state, and we start off our day by having a family discussion within the labor movement. And we also bring in the leaders of some of the largest locals in the state, and we have this discussion about how do we bridge this gap. I mean, how do we get organized labor to lift up their heads, stick their chests out, and understand that Black Lives Matter? How do we get the entire labor movement to understand that immigration, the pathway to citizenship, strengthens our movement? How do we get labor leaders to understand that this is the discussion that we got to have with our white members? They have to understand that we're all in this together, and this is class warfare, but they use race to divide us. So we have this tough discussion. we start off the day with labor leaders. Then we transition into what we call workers' voices. And that's a session where we hear from community activists, we hear from local union workers, rank and file workers, and they have an opportunity to present their views and their observations on what the labor movement should be doing within their respective communities. And then after that session, we go back in and close the day with the labor leaders, and we try to talk about next steps, where we're going, and trying to get some real commitments made in order to bridge this gap between the labor movement and our community. So it's been a rewarding experience. We've had two sessions so far. We started off in Cleveland, Ohio. We just left Oakland. We're going to Boston. We're going back to Ferguson. We're going to Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to Minnesota. And any other state fair that feels that such a discussion is necessary can petition the National AFL-CIO for a commission hearing. Our goal is to present a report at the National AFL-CIO Convention in 2016. And this, you know, but what we want to present is more than a report. We want to frame a new direction for this movement. And we want to really, really put together a process where we as a labor movement is going to go back to our roots as being involved in the community, working with the community, because that's the only way that organized labor is going to survive, if we work with our community partners and allies. So stay tuned, because we look to really change, not just put together a report, but change the direction of the labor movement. And that's what we're focused on within the concept of this commission.
So I want to let you know, the Oregon chapter of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists has submitted a resolution to this convention here in Seaside asking for this convention to petition to the National AFL-CIO to have one of those town hall meetings here in the Northwest, because we have lots of jobs that are happening, and we need to make sure that we are also included in this national report that is going to come out.
Well, we look forward to receiving the request, and you know, hopefully we could come back out here as the Commission of Labor for the National AFL-CIO and have that discussion here in the Northwest. If that's not possible, then I want to encourage organizations like CBTU, the A. Philip Randolph Institute in the Northwest, to put out the call. I mean, we can't wait to have this dialogue. This dialogue is critical to our movement and to our community. So we need to have the discussion. And one way or the other, you know, we want to have it here in the Northwest. Because, look, I mean, when you look at the state of Oregon, I mean, this is a bastion of progressiveness, okay? And we need to tie the strong labor movement into the strong communities and progressive communities that we have in the Northwest. This can really be a focal point. And people in the Northwest, the way that they have worked together in the past, could really set in motion a program that we could use as a model. So I hope to come back to the Northwest and have this discussion.
Great. So while today's discussion or interview is about your message to the Oregon AFL-CIO, I'd be really remiss if I didn't give a shout out to your contributions on a recent publication entitled A Future for Workers, A Contribution from Black Labor.
Well, thank you, Tina. And when after President Trump came from Ferguson, he wanted to have a discussion within the executive council of the AFL-CIO on what was happening in the black community. And there was a group of black leaders, and we decided that we need to give some direction to that discussion. You know, for too long we've been marginalized to the fact that I'm not saying that was President Trump's intentions, but for too long the black community have had other folks define problems in our community. So we came together, a group of black labor leaders, along with some of our academic friends, such as Dorian Warren from Columbia University, Professor Steve Pitch from University of Cal Berkeley, and you know, we brought in other black academics that's been working on this issue for a while, and we brought in people like Bill Lucy, Cleola Brown, Dr. Loretta Johnson, and others, and we sat down, and we took a good 3 or 4 months to really, really highlight and dialogue the issues that's facing our community and what can organized labor do. And we published this publication, A Future for Workers, a Contribution from Black Labor. We distributed it to President Trumka, and we are going to really incorporate the work that was done in putting together this report into what we're doing with the Racial Commission. So I would encourage all of your listeners to take a look at it. The report can be found if you go on CBTU's website, www.cbtu.com, and you could download a copy of the report. But this report really, really defines to those who wonder and have questions, why do Black Lives Matter? Read the report. Why is unemployment double digits in our community when it's going down nationally? Read the report. Because this report analyzes some of the critical things that's happening in the Black community. And we wanted to present this to the labor community so that they could have, labor leaders could have an outline and could hear from Black leaders in terms of what some of the problems in our community and what organized labor could do to assist the rooting out those problems.
So looking at your biography, it appears that you sit on a number of boards. To name a few, the Trans-African Forum, Working America. What do these boards have? What's the common denominator other than you?
Well, I think that I grew up as a community activist. I was a community activist before I got involved in the labor movement. I've been in the labor movement a long time, but I'm a student of the Honorable A. Philip Randolph, and I'm privileged to be the chairman of the board of Mr. Randolph's Institute. And the connection of communities of color and the labor movement is so essential to developing the Black middle class. So the organizations that I work on, the Trans-Africa Forum, we speak on behalf of people of African descent throughout the country, United States, South Africa. Our chairman is Danny Glover, who spent the years, in the anti-apartheid movement. Organization I work on, the National Endowment for Democracy, is a organization that works with groups that work with groups throughout the throughout the world. You know, they actually support organizations like the Solidarity Center, USAID. And, I work with various. Working America is an affiliate of the AFL-CIO that really connects people who are not in the labor movement with the labor community. So I try to lend my voice to organizations that's really working to uplift people. I think that it's important to me that we all do the work that's necessary to raise people's standards of living and to do the things that's going to, first of all, bring peace to communities of color, to low-income communities, but also to speak out and to demand that our voices be heard within this labor movement that I greatly love. So I lend myself to different organizations for what it's worth and try to do my share in order to make a difference.
So you and I, being members of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, we've seen the reality of the higher unemployment in the Black communities. So how do you successfully get that message across to our white counterparts?
Well, first of all, our white counterparts have to understand this, that by the year 2030, which isn't that long ago, okay, the majority of people in the United States is going to be Black and brown. And then the statistics show us today that the most people who are prone to join a labor union, when we look at recent organizing drives, happen to be people that's Black, brown, and female, and young. So what we have to do is to encourage the labor movement to understand that the future of this movement rests with our ability to have dialogue with people of color. Now, if we could do that, and if we're successful in doing that, then we got to talk to our friends in the building trades. We need training centers built in our community, right? We need the labor movement to work with multinational employers in this country and demand that they hit affirmative action targets, is that they give opportunities to ex-felons, is that we ban the box, okay, and we have to give second opportunities to people who've been caught up in this whole concept of mass incarceration. So our goal, Coalition of Black Trade Union, is to insist that organized labor played a role, play a more significant role than they played in 1963 during the height of the civil rights struggle, is to represent now people who are more likely to be a force in this labor movement. And look, the path to prosperity is through economic justice. And the problems in our community is all related to the fact that people do not have the economic resources in order to adequately support their families. So, if not labor, then who? So we need organized labor to realize that its future lies in the hands of people of color and women, and they have to become a voice and work within that community to make a difference.
Fred, I'd really like to thank you for coming to the Northwest and to talking to here at our AFL-CIO convention to lend your expertise in this area. And you're right, in order for the labor movement to survive, we are going to have to do an outreach, not just to black workers, but to brown workers and to also out to our communities. I'd also like to thank you once again for your contributions with the publication of Future for Workers, a contribution from black labor. And at some point in time, I'd like to call you back again so we can talk a little bit more in depth about this publication.
Like to do that, Tina. Thank you for everything that yourself, along with the Coalition of Black Trade Union, is doing in the Northwest. So thank you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay. Marvelous. Safe travels.
Thank you. And I'm Conch. I'm here with Ken. And we are coming to the very, very end of the winter membership drive here at KBOO. So we want to make sure that you have your chance right now to support Labor Radio, to support unions, to support all of the solidarity that we have in this town and around the country, around the world right now. It's very, very important. And KBOO is bringing you the word. KBOO has some labor folks here in the background that would love to take your call right now at toll-free 877-500-KBOO. There are members of the Portland Teachers Association Union. There's folks from various outfits that you could get on the phone with right now, have a great conversation with, find out how that you can contribute with your credit card, with your monthly deduction from checking. You could even come in to 20 Southeast 8th right now with a bag of quarters, you know, or go on to kboo.fm. But the best way to do it is to call one of our volunteers right now. And that number, Ken, what is that number?
877-500-5266. And as Conch said, Labor Radio, you're not going to hear that except on stations like KBOO. It's a radio by the working man and for the working man and working woman. Labor Radio, again, we have an extreme diversity of programming on KBOO. There's something for everybody. It's not just rock music. It's not just public affairs. It's not just one thing or the other. Yeah, it mirrors the diversity of the community. It's truly community radio, and it's your voice in Portland. You see here with the Black Trade Union, they're getting the focus on today's Labor Radio show. So keep this
music,
going.
If you hear some music in the background, that's our singing dog here. That's part of the community.
You could come down and see our singing dog.
Come down and pet the doggy.
20 Southeast 8th.
Right. But the best way to do things is to call toll-free 877-500-KBOO. You know, I was just listening to this fantastic story. You know, this show was all about the future of labor, and KBOO is on the forefront. So when we bring you news, it might be, you know, a year or 2 years down the line that another outlet gives you the news. But in KBOO, you hear it right now. You hear about people getting together to do new things, new exciting things, stay ahead of the curve. And that's why you can support KBOO right now.
Yes, so please give us a call, 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kbo.fm. And as Conch said, this is the last day of our winter membership drive. We're a few thousand dollars away from making our
goal.
Just
a very few.
Yeah, just a few. So you guys, you can put us over the top tonight. I think the drive ends at about 10 o'clock. We'll have somebody else coming in at, from 8 to 10 to pitch during A Different Nature, which is this extremely good
excellent avant-garde
music show. So please, we'll go back to Labor Radio, but give us a call, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
Hey, brothers and sisters, it's me again, Tina Turner Morfitt, from the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, and also the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. I'd like to close out this segment by thanking you for your support this past year, and also thanking you for listening to the interview with Fred Redman, the International Vice President of the United Steelworkers, and also a regional officer of the International Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Since the interview with Brother Redman, there have been some updates as far as the AFL-CIO convention. There were six of the resolutions that were submitted to the delegates passed unanimously. These six resolutions were are resolutions that directly address Black union members and also the Black community. I'd like to give a big shout out to the Oregon AFL-CIO Executive Board, the American Federation of Teachers, the Oregon State Letter Carriers. They, along with the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, submitted these six resolutions that were put before the delegates. So on a future show, what we'll do is we will go over a little more information about what exactly took place at that AFL-CIO convention. In the meantime, if you'd like to review a copy of all of the resolutions submitted to at that convention, you can check it out on the KABU webpage. Go to kbo.fm/laborradio on 120715, and you will find all of the resolutions that were submitted to the delegates. Additionally, I'd like to also announce that our normally scheduled monthly meetings for December and January have given way to the holiday season. So our next scheduled Coalition of Black Trade Unionists meeting will be held on February 9th, 2016 at the Oregon AFSCME building. It's called the William Lucy Building, located at 6025 East Burnside at 6 o'clock. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday, and please drive safe. Thank you very much, and from CBTU, holla!
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Yes, it is. Labor Radio. We are in solidarity with the community here, and we want you to give us a call at 877-500-KBOO.
And Conch and I, we just took that break to look at our main goal for this winter membership drive, where, as you'll see from the website, if you go there, kboo.fm, our goal is $55,000. For the winter membership drive, which we started last Tuesday.
Yeah, we're about 80% there, right?
Well, actually, 80%, now I've got to do a lot of math, but we're $10,000 away. I know that part.
Okay.
And some of you who are at home now, who are cable listeners, you've been thinking about renewing your membership, or if you've been listening for a few months or a few years, you haven't become a member yet, this is the perfect time, not just because it's the winter membership drive and we're very close to meeting our goal, and the phone number 877-500-5266, but throughout the whole month of December, Conch, it's a one-to-one match. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Yeah, we have had, you know, I mean, here at KABU for pretty much our entire run here, we've had incredible people from the labor movement who have had shows, sometimes late-night shows, sometimes shows during the day, because folks who work for a living, they're, you know, all over the map. They're doing graveyard shift, they're doing swing shift, they're doing day shift. So we have had a huge presence here. We have long supported the movement that is constantly evolving and is continuing to evolve. And this is what we bring you. This is what we bring you, is solidarity and progressive thought. So we want you to make sure that you keep that going, you know, that you make that stronger. Because we're not going away. We've got a budget. We've got staff. It's cool. But we want to make sure that you can bring us into the future the way that we are bringing the helping bring the labor movement into the future with our new phone app, with our new mobile.
Oh, yes, presence, yes. We're a few weeks away.
And you can help support that by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
It's especially important now when you the unions are kind of losing a lot of influence and control over and not just their workers, their employees, but also the entire government. KBOO has no corporate influence. It's purely by listeners like you, for listeners like you. So keep supporting us. If you are ready to renew or become a new member, give us a call. Again,
or a gift membership.
This is the end of winter membership drive. Perfect, yeah, holiday gift.
Hanukkah just started today, right?
Hanukkah was last night, the first candle, and Christmas coming up soon, Kwanzaa. A big holiday season. It's a time of giving, love, and joy. 877-500-5266 or online on our website, kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio is pleased to co-sponsor WAMBA, Wednesday, December 9th at 9 p.m. at the Goodfoot in Portland. WAMBA is an African-inspired fusion band featuring improvisation and heavy African percussion breaks. This eight-piece band mixes traditional rhythms from Ghana, West Africa, with Afrobeat, highlife, funk, and jazz styles. Again, that's WAMBA performing live Wednesday, December 9th at 9 p.m. at the Goodfoot, 2845 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO.